Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, we're back after a one-week hiatus. And before we get to Kim, I had an idea. Back in the old days when I used to work, when I had a new idea, I would go to my clients and say, if I do this, would you buy it? And that way I would know whether it was worth putting a lot of effort into or not. And so I have a new idea. I know there are probably 100 of you who have moved in since we closed down, and there'll probably be another 100 that move in before we reopen. And I know that this is not what you signed up for. Lots of you have not met anybody here other than Kim's and my voice. And so I was wondering if there would be interest in having a sort of newcomers club that would meet by Zoom and would give people who are interested a chance to introduce themselves and talk about what they're interested in and hopefully make some connections. And we could get occasional visits by the board members and by the various club presidents and the other activities that are going on around here. So you can get to feel a part of the community even though you're not participating in it yet. And so if that resonates with you, send an email to podcasts@suncityshadowhills. And if there's sufficient interest, we'll move forward on it. So it's time for Kim. Kim, to start things off, though, would you give us an update on the virus at Sun City Palm Desert and here, please?
Good afternoon, everyone. And unfortunately, I will tell you, unfortunately, we now have 4 cases of COVID. We had 3. We now had 4. And this last case resulted in a death. So we did have a person that died here about a week ago. I will tell you that particular person, though, was being treated long-term for an underlying condition, a different illness, and this person was not out in the community for many months. So as far as tracking who this person was in contact with, our information is this person has not been in contact with anybody for more than 6 months as a result of another illness. But it does bring right in front of us, please be careful. Same story, wear masks, stay apart. No guests, no visitors, no gatherings. That's what's going to be needed here. Now, a couple of announcements. There are, during this time, we've had a couple of fraud incidents where some residents were defrauded out of money over telephone calls. One was contacting residents when they told the residents that computers were infected with viruses and that they needed to pay money in order to get the cure for it. When people call you for this stuff, don't respond. Talk to a friend, talk to police, talk to somebody. These things happen when people call you. So when people call you, don't pay attention. That's usually the big giveaway. The other incident was online medicine. Some people called residents to get a great deal on online medications by giving a deposit. Naturally, once they got the deposit, they didn't get any online medication. So these people who call you for this stuff, you know, it's like they say, if it's too good to be true, it's probably right. So contact police, contact somebody, but don't respond. Don't respond to these people who call you. Now we also had a resident emailed me and said that they heard there was an increased crime problem in Shadow Hills with reference to home break-ins, and that this was posted on a public social media site. And that it's happening between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. And it might have something to do with the prison letting several hundred prisoners out due to COVID. Person wanted to know, what's the truth behind this? Is this hearsay? Is this what's going on? So we contacted the police department. Naturally, we, by the way, we have a police representative who meets with the safety committee whenever they meet. They have met every month lately, which is pretty clear why. But this person would meet with us all the time and said, yes, there are people who have been released all over the state. It's not something local. There's been no increase in crime whatsoever in Sun City Shadow Hills, and the police department doesn't believe that the people being released would specifically target a complex like this. So all of that stuff that came about on our social media is totally inaccurate. It's made up. So don't worry about it. But if you see suspicious activity, as always, contact security so we can investigate. Let's see what else we got to announce. Okay, last March we announced that the board had purchased a new radar device which takes pictures. And this was in an effort to slow down speeders and also help us because it wouldn't require a staff person. We don't have to have a security person sitting there with a radar gun. So that has finally shown up. It was ordered in March and couldn't be completed because of all of the COVID transportation issues. But to let you know, there is a new radar gun out there that takes pictures. So if you, and this is especially people, when you drive Sombra, that is a big, bad place for speeding. So when you're on Sombra, make sure you're going 25 miles an hour. And but if you're not, and that device catches you, it takes a picture, and then you'll get a citation in the mail. So that lets you know it's here. Now we're going to talk about, this will take a little time. We're going to be talking about Frontier. Short story is, on Friday, we did sign the contract. The board agreed finally, and we have signed that contract. We do have to wait for Frontier to sign the contract. We send it to them, and when they sign it, then it's complete. When it's complete, we will then post it on the website. Now, the contract is 100 pages long. Now, everybody's going to giggle at that, 100 pages. Well, fortunately, the agreement part is only 15 pages, and then there's 85 pages of addresses, because we have to list in that agreement 3,450 addresses to make sure everybody's going to be covered. Now, through this whole process, this has taken more than a year, right? We all know this started about January or February of 2019. I do want to thank a couple extra people besides the board members who have worked on this. A big thanks go out to Bill Wethy from the FAC, who has worked on this nonstop. Bob Israel, even after being off the board, we made him stay on the board to go over this agreement. So he's still there. And then a new person to the FAC, Bob Jester, who's an attorney dealing with contracts, he became very helpful in making sure that we're getting to a contract that we were going to be happy with. So now let's talk about what's going to happen as a result. So this the board, it's a five-year contract. We signed it last Friday, 7/31. We'll post it as soon as we get it back. The basic points of the contract, I'm sure I've told you all many, many times, but I'll say it again. It's a five-year internet-only plan, $12 a month. All residents will participate and pay the $12 a month. You do not have to take their service. You just have to pay the fee. But if you want somebody else's internet, you're welcome to it. There's no opt-out provisions for any resident at any time during the year under this plan. Internet speed is 500 upload, 500 download. That's the fastest speed available at the moment. The contract includes a wireless router. There's no install fee to any resident. Now, something that was negotiated into the contract and we made clear is that it doesn't matter when you install it. They will install it at no charge. So if you don't want it right now, you don't need to make an appointment. You don't need to install it. Don't worry about it. If in 2 years you want to install it, you'd make an appointment, and under our agreement, they would have 14 days to install that. Now, I mentioned this because a while back we talked about, you know, when they come through, you might as well just install it so it's there just to make sure you don't have to pay for it later. Well, now it's clear you don't have to pay for it later, so don't waste your time. If you don't want it, don't do it right now, you know, especially during the COVID stuff. Just forget about it. TV plans are available, but under this agreement, you're going to go negotiate TV with whoever you want. You're going to do it with DirecTV. You're going to do it with, you know, streaming. You could do it with Netflix. You can do it with Frontier. You can do it with Spectrum. Anybody you want. This is internet only. So whatever happens with TV will be up to you. So TV is not required. But when you call for the appointment, you will want to talk to them if you do want TV or if you do want phone and you want the same phone number, you will then talk to them about that install. Now, to remove the confusion I did a month ago or so, you don't have to do anything to your home. You don't have to rewire your house. They will come in and install this router, this high-speed router, in a location, closest point of demarcation. And with that, whatever you have in your house will work. The difference is the wireless speed might only be 300. The average is 300 over 350 with a wireless, the wireless signal. Keep in mind the spectrum speed is 100. So this is still three times faster over there wireless. So you don't have to do anything. Don't wire your house. Just hook it up, and it'll work fine. Now, the projected install start date is November 1 by our agreement. It might start sooner, but under our agreement, they're to start November 1. We will be sending out a schedule to make your appointment. So everybody in the complex is going to be given a schedule as to when you call and a specific number, because the bulk internet dispatch is different than the retail market. So we're going to be calling specific people for this install. If you don't want it installed, simply don't call for the appointment. You're all done. It won't matter. If you decide later, no problem. They'll install it. No charges, I've told you. You choose any TV service, as I said. Now, let me explain some of the difficult negotiation points, which then come out to be how it's going to be, the billing's going to take place, and when it's going to start. The install in the negotiation changed from approximately 3 months to 4 months because we wanted a drop-dead date that they're going to start this. So to do that, they're now going to give themselves 4 months to install. So if they start November 1, that means it has to begin, and by contract, by March 1 of 2021. That's when we start paying them, because everybody's installed, and for all 3,450 homes at $12 a home. Okay, now, here's the problem. As they install, we have a schedule now, and we locked into specifically how many people per month they can bill us for. So it's a fixed amount, so we know our cost. So the first month, they're going to bill us for 650 installs. There might be 700, might be 800. We're going to get a bill for 650 installs. If you're one of the people that got installed, the problem is the HOA cannot bill you for that, because we can't bill different homeowners different amount of money. So we can't bill anybody during the install period until it's completely installed, and then we bill everybody for the increase, which will be $12 a month. Homes all have to be the same. Well, what does that do for Frontier? We asked Frontier, do you mind during the install period not charging anybody? Well, that got a big fat no. And I don't blame them. If I was Frontier, I'm not installing you and let you use it for free. That is not going to happen. So we now have to figure out if Frontier is going to be charging, how do we pay for it? So we asked Frontier, would they bill you directly? So the people who were going to be installed first, if you were in the first month, we asked Frontier, how about if you bill each homeowner directly the $12 during the install period? That got a big fat no. And the reason is they're not going to set up 3,450 accounts for a 3 month to 4 month time period. So they have their issues. We have our issues. So if we can't charge homes separately and they're going to bill us no matter what, the question then becomes, what do we do? And the only way we could get through this was Frontier is going to send the HOA the bill. And the HOA will have to pay it. we have an upfront install cost over this 3 to 4 month period to pay for those people who have been installed. Now, keep in mind, everyone, when I say the HOA, that comes out of our budget. We have to budget for that money. So we're all in it together. Keep this in mind. And I know what people are going to come back with me. I'll explain it in a minute. So we negotiated a fixed amount each month. The first month, we get billed for 650 homes. At the end of the first 30 days, 650 homes at $12, $7,800. Next month, 1,300 homes, $12, $15,600. The third month, 1,950 homes at $12, $23,400. And at the end of the fourth month, 2,600 homes at $12, $31,200. That upfront cost is $77,800. And they're going to send the HOA the bill, and we have to pay it.
So, Kim, I have a question disguised as a suggestion, and that is, can people volunteer who are willing to pay, can they volunteer to go first and then pay, reimburse the homeowners association?
No. Simple answer. No. Okay. Can't happen. So by 3-1, the HOA is going to have to pay $77,800. And on 3-1 is when the contract will begin, where we're going to bill everybody $12 a month. Now, let's think about this. If we start in March, that leaves 10 months of the year. Well, $12 times 10 is $120. And one of the factors to keep in mind, we did not want to change the coupon amount for the whole year. We want it the same. People on automatic payment, can you imagine you have one price you're going to pay in January, and 2 months later you got another price? The coupons would have to be redone. So there's a lot of costs involved if we change this price mid-year. We don't want to do that. So the first thought was, keeping in mind we still have this upfront cost, was that we would just take the $120 for 10 months, divide it by 12, and up the dues $10 over 12 months, keeping the dues the same. But that doesn't make us whole, because we still have the $77,800 upfront cost. And then when we send out notices to you, keep in mind, if we send out two notices in a package, this could cost us $7,000 to $10,000. So we have these upfront costs. What the board did was negotiate. If you recall back at the very beginning, that Frontier was going to give us a door fee over $1 million. And the rate was $18 a month. And we told them to keep the door fee and give us a rate of $12 a month. And they said okay to that. What we said then coming back is, well, we got this upfront cost of almost $80,000. So we negotiated a door fee of $41,400. So we're splitting it. You see what happens in negotiation? You compromise. They're going to pay part. We're going to pay part. So that then, that gets half of our upfront cost out of the way because of the door fee that's coming. Now, what we were going to propose as a result is what we're going to recommend to the Finance Advisory Committee is that the dues increase of the $12 will take place on January 1 when the normal yearly increase will take place. We don't want to change an amount during the year. Now, what this does is, and I totally get it, I mean, anybody's going to figure this out, and somebody's going to email me, and you're going to go, well, in that case, I want to be the first person to get on the system because I'm going to get a month or two at no cost. Well, you're right. Don't email me. I'm not going to give you preferential treatment. The answer is no. And just as a matter of fact, anybody who emails me to get on first, I'm going to put you down last. How's that? That'll work. That'll slow you down. So there's going to be a schedule. We're all in it together. There's some upfront costs. And the way we then budget for those upfront costs is we start the $12 in January. And that gives us $24 per homeowner to pay for the upfront cost. In a nutshell, what I'm saying is We're all going to pay $24 up front to save $3,000 over the next 5 years. And I think anybody would take that in a flash. And that's what you focus in on. And get off the horse about who's getting installed first and who's getting installed last. You know, it's back to the old thing. I'm going to be honest. Life's not fair sometimes. This is one of them. But it's good for us all. And that's why we're going to do it. For $24, I'm willing to save $3,000. Now, it could be that they install early. If they get done by February 1, we start the process, which means, as you can see, our budget for $10 a month for the year would be up to $11. That's why we're going to $12. If they start early, our upfront costs are between the $11 and $12 per home. So our recommendation to FAC is to budget for the $12. Now, hypothetically, if they didn't budget that $12, we would just put a line item in the budget somewhere else. Your dues are going to go up by the install cost. That's what we have to do. It doesn't come from the sky. It's not coming from nowhere. So we are going to budget that $12 one way or the other. It's coming out of our pocket in order to make it work. The install will be completed by contract agreement by March 1. If it's sooner, all the better. So hopefully this will explain why your dues will be going up on January, even though the contract will not start till March, February or March. It's to pay for those upfront costs, to make sure it's covered from a budget point of view, and it's to make sure that your monthly dues for next year is exactly the same all year long, every month. We don't want to change the coupons. We don't want auto pays to be changed. That gets to be complicated. Now, keep in mind that this $12 increase is to save you money on the internet. I understand some of you aren't going to buy it at all. Okay, I got that. But most people here, we figure, will save at least $50 a month. Keep in mind, there'll be additional dues increase above the $12. We still have to pay for all of the inflationary increases, all the cost increases, the minimum wage increases, whatever COVID negative impact we have. So all those costs are going to be factored in. Then on top of that, there'll be $12. Whatever the dues is, keep in mind the subtract $12, that's your net dues, because the $12 is saving you money in your home. That's what that's about. There'll be a top amount, but keep in mind $12 was for internet, and there'll be other increases besides that. Then everybody's going to ask me, I've already got the question, well, what's the dues increase going to be? I don't know. I leave that up to the FAC to figure that out as we budget. But given the fact that we're not going to be operating off a budget surplus, so that means there's no $8 reduction based upon a budget surplus next year. So we're looking at, you know, that $8 coming back plus inflation, minimum wage. So that's going to be in the 10 to 12 zone plus the $12 on the internet. All of that will be combined. Budget needs to be done by the end of October. So as we go along, we'll be telling you in September, here's what the projection is. And we'll know pretty soon what those projections are. But good news is it's finally done. If Frontier signs it, we'll put it up and everybody will get to read it. And then by March 31, you'll have a high-speed internet at $12 a month. And then you get to go get your TV wherever you want. So in the meantime, if I've totally confused you, write to me, and then what I'll do is I'll come back here and answer those questions, because I usually do that. And in the meantime, masks, stay apart, no visitors, no gatherings, please be safe. Take care, we'll talk soon.
One last thing before we go. What's the latest on Sun City, Palm Desert?
Sun City, Palm Desert, they're up to 38 cases, 2 deaths.
Okay.
That's where they're at.
So. Okay, thank you very much for your time. Until next time, bye-bye.